Mention whisky, and depending on whether or not there's an E involved, most people will think of Scotland or Ireland. Mention single malts, and for many people, you're minus the E and in Scotland. But you could be in Canada. Cape Breton in Nova Scotia is home to the Glenora Distillery, and their general manager is Donnie Campbell. Making whisky involves three main ingredients: barley, yeast, and water. But what happens to the stuff that doesn't become whisky? Is there any waste?
No, not really. There is sediment stuff like after the distillation, when we are distilling. And the reason we use copper in the pot stills is because copper is going to create more fruity notes in the product. So as the spirit is in that still and it starts boiling, alcohol boils before water does. So the alcohol vapors are going to rise before the water vapors. We're not going to let those vapors go up into the air. We're going to collect them. We're going to eventually cool them, turn them back into a liquid, and redistill that again. But as we're doing this process, it's just cycling through. The vapors are going up, they're cooling down, they're going back into the still. Vapors are going up, they're cooling down, they're going back into the still. So they're just keep cycling through. And then what we'll do is we'll take that middle cut, and we can easily see where we want, where there's a hydrometer, we can decide where the alcohol content is that we want, and we can take that and put it in the second still and redistill that. But there is a waste at the end of all that, and that we can put that out into our septic field. But during the whole malting process, the starch and the barley is converted into a sugar, and then it's that sugar that we want to extract because we want to convert that with yeast into alcohol. And so when we put the grist in the mash tun, the mash tun is basically a big filter. But this is where we're going to add the water. And the water is going to take the sugar or the flour from all the husks, and it's going to carry it through into the washbacks. But what's left behind, the husks still have lots of proteins and such in them. And so we will offload them to local farmers, and they'll use that and mix it in with their feed. And that's a common practice that's done in Scotland as well. So it's a great way to just use up that byproduct.
What makes the difference between a blend and a single malt?
Well, a single malt is a whiskey that's made with 100% barley and that comes from one distillery, basically. Now, you can use corn, you can use rye, you can use wheat, you can use barley to make whiskey. And a blend, for instance, like Johnny Walker, Dewar's, Cutty Sark, Ballantine's, these are all blends. And you can have up to 42 different whiskeys in a blend. And they will often come from various distilleries, and they'll come from various grains. And that blender, though, what they have to do is they have to make that product taste like that product. That's a challenge, and they do a good job at that. But yeah, a blend can be various whiskeys from whatever cereal or combination of, but a single malt has to be malted barley from one distillery.
There's a little bit of snobbery around whiskey, isn't there? You know, it has to come from Scotland or it has to come from Ireland, and people like, you know what they like. Did you find that people embrace that quite well?
There's a huge snob factor attached to this product, and not just our product, but just the whole category. And it should take a lot to infiltrate somebody's loyal brand and convince them to give your product a try. Now, we had gone through a lawsuit with the Scotch Whiskey Association that lasted 9 years. But what happened there, the bright lights were turned on. And then all of a sudden, people wanted to come and visit. They wanted to taste the product from this small distillery that's taking on the big conglomerate of Scotch Whiskey Association. And so people started giving us a chance straight away. Saying that, though, people had been coming in and say, oh, no, I only drink Scotch. And it's, okay, fine. I love Scotch myself. By the way, a Scotch is a whiskey that's made and aged in Scotland, regardless of the grain. But because of the importance it's put on the water and the environment around the warehouses. So, yeah, people are very loyal to it being a Scotch or an Irish whiskey. But less and less, they're questioning our ability to make a fine single malt whiskey.
That's Donnie Campbell of the Glenora Distillery in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Canada. For more information, visit glenoradistillery.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.